Even before the latest revelations today, cycling enthusiasts in this country were, in a word, distressed about the doping scandals. For some, this year's race deals another disheartening blow to cycling, but others said today it wouldn't affect their own enthusiasm for the sport. Here's NPR's David Shaper.
Chicago cyclist Mark Watkins is on a training ride on Chicago's lakefront bike path, and he was already discouraged to see popular rider Alexander Vinokourov removed from the Tour de France for testing positive for an illegal blood transfusion.
I think it puts a bad light on the entire sport. It's kind of embarrassing. I hate to see a great rider go down like that.
Luke Seaman rides on the amateur team XXX Racing Athletico along with Watkins, and he says he got into bike racing in part because of the Tour de France during the Lance Armstrong years. And though he still watches and follows the Tour daily, he says he now watches the Tour differently.
Yeah, we were forced to watch it with a certain amount of skepticism and as well as sadness, because we would love to know that people are doing it legitimately and on the up and up. We would like to be able to assume that, but unfortunately we can't right now.
Seaman and others say they're not surprised by more doping allegations in the Tour de France, given the pressure the cyclists are under to win and the money that's at stake. The youngest amateur bike racer here is John Tomlinson, and he seems the most disappointed by the doping scandal.
I'm 14, turning 15 this year, and I'm definitely looking to go eventually pro, hopefully. So it's definitely not a good light on the sport at all. It's great that they're getting caught. It's a great thing.
Great, because in Tomlinson's view, bike racing is trying to do something about its doping problems by imposing stiff penalties. In an Athens, Ohio bike shop called Cycle Path, 21-year-old mechanic and amateur racer Katsu Tanda takes a similar view.
You see a lot of the doping scandals because cycling does play a role and try to stop it. Unlike other mainstream sports, they don't test it as often or they just give them a slap on the wrist.
Around the country, cycling enthusiasts are quick to bring up baseball steroid scandal and the question surrounding Barry Bonds' pursuit of Henry Aaron's home run record. Mark Simpson of the Velo City Pro Cycle Shop in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, rattles off a list of cheating scandals in other pro sports. The NBA referee suspected of illegal gambling, steroids in baseball and football and golf, even cheating in NASCAR.
When somebody dopes or cheats, it becomes less of a competition and more of an exhibition. So what are we doing? Are we watching an exhibition or are we watching a real competition? And I think at the amateur level, that it's really more about the competition.
Almost all of the cyclists we talked to said cycling in the U.S. is strongest at the local and amateur level. But many of those who race at those levels say the Tour was the race to watch. Veteran Salt Lake City cyclist Jason Preston says reading up on all the stages of the Tour de France and what the pros were up to used to be fun, a great diversion from the stresses in his life. But not anymore.
You know, when you see all your favorites pulled out of the race and now it's kind of the everyone fighting over seconds, it loses some appeal.
Preston says he'll still be watching the Tour, but many non-racing enthusiasts are already tuning out. In Iowa this week, more than 10,000 cyclists are riding hundreds of miles across the state in the annual Great Bicycle Ride Across Iowa, known as RAGBRAI. When asked about the doping scandal, many, like this woman named Jess, say they're not really paying attention.
It's too bad that people make decisions like that, but at the end of the day, hopefully everyone's out there riding because they enjoy doing it.
To her and millions of other cyclists in the U.S., the races are secondary to having fun. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.